This is my story.
Barbara, I understand this is the first time that the church has devoted an entire concert to one of their soloists. Isn't that right?
Yes, that is.
That's pretty exciting.
Oh, yes. It's an awesome opportunity to be able to do it.
But you've been singing in churches for quite a while.
Absolutely. Since the age of 5.
I understand you come from a musical family.
Yes, sir. My father, who's now deceased, he was a great singer. And I have an uncle that's retired, but he was also a professional singer. And my mother sings as well.
And I guess your baby sister sings too.
Yes, she was the former praise and worship team leader at Mount Zion.
I imagine, you know, having that background in gospel music was pretty helpful to you.
Oh, yes. I've always gone to church ever since I can remember. And even though I was bashful, I loved lots of music and kind of had lots of music coming up with my older siblings in the home. But gospel kind of stuck with me.
I see.
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And I'm an heir of salvation, purchased by God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
Back when you were a young girl, I guess you were kind of scared to sing.
Yes, I guess there's a bashful side to me, so I was pretty bashful for a number of years.
Well, because you kind of, when you sing nowadays, sometimes you cry, but back when you were a little girl, you'd cry for a different reason, right?
Absolutely. When I was younger, I cried because of fear or the bashful side of me, but now I cry from the words because of the life experience that I've lived in my singing.
Because you come from a big family.
I do. There's 12 children, 12 siblings, and 8 living.
And you're the second youngest, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, second to the youngest.
How were you able to overcome your natural bashfulness, your natural shyness?
I think just because I'm a native of Sioux City, so I've always sang locally in the churches. And I think just with experience and maturity, And just connecting, like I said, my struggles with the songs I sang, like Blessed Assurance, Amazing Grace, just my maturity, I think, in Christ and just as a woman in general. The bashfulness just kind of left me. Late 40s, I want to say, mid-40s maybe.
You're amazing. So amazing, you're amazing, so amazing. You cause the sun and moon to shine, and I'm so glad you're mine. Yes, I'm glad to say you're mine. We stand in awe of you, shout amazed at the things you do. You're holy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain for me. We stand in awe of you, amazed at the things you do. You're holy, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain for me. No one compares to you. No one compares to you.
So what is it about gospel music that appeals to you?
Now that I am a Christian, and like I said, the life experience for me to live the life of a Christian, and then to be able to, the music just has more meaning. Like I said, when you're going through something, the words of the songs minister to me, and I think that's how I express myself to others. It just helps me. It lifts you. It gives you joy. Just lets you know things are going to be okay just through by your faith and whatever faith you may have.
Because I know in your case, life has thrown a couple of curves because you became kind of a guardian or a second mother to your nieces and nephews, right?
That's correct. I never had any children. I was married for a brief time, and I raised five of my nieces and nephews. And I was honored, and they turned out to be okay, I guess. But it kind of kept me grounded.
I see. And nowadays, you take care of your mom.
I do. My mother lives with me. She's 83, and I've taken care of several of my family members, but my mom is yet living, and she does live with me. So I'm her home health provider.
I've been talking with Barbara Dean, who will be in concert at 4 p.m. Sunday at Mount Zion Baptist Church. This is Earl Horlick from the Sioux City Journal, reporting for FM 90.
Twas blind.